Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Vassar College's ModFest, now in its 12th year, is a celebration of 20th and 21st century arts with a series of free programs and performances beginning today and running through February 7th. ModFest 2014 is organized by the Vassar College Department of Music in collaboration with the Departments of Art, Chinese and Japanese, Dance, Drama, English, Film, French and Francophone Studies, German Studies, Hispanic Studies, Russian Studies, and the Programs in Africana Studies, the Francis Lehman Loeb Art Center, and the Vassar College Bookstore. All events are free and open to the public, and here now to tell us more are ModFest director Aideen Wilson and composer Richard Wilson. Aideen and Richard, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you.
ModFest is in its 12th year. When you founded it, what were your goals?
We started really just with music and just doing the music of the 20th century. Of course, now we're in the 21st century, so we've moved that along. But very quickly moved into what I think was my initial concept, and that was to combine the different arts in a festival. And that moved into the having art first, things, activities having to do with the art exhibits. And really within a couple of years, we had drama, we had the dance department. Dance was very early on with it. And so it's just been a matter of branching out and finding ways to bring more departments into it, more of the arts into it, sometimes with individual events and sometimes combining so that you have music, dance, and poetry together. Or actually this year was just, we have music, photography, and the spoken word together.
Great. And that interdepartmental cooperation, how important is that?
It's crucial. In terms of what my goal has been for the festival, is really to have people working together, having the students work together, because these students are all very busy, and the arts activities are so intensive that it's difficult for them to get to each other's things, activities. So putting them together, I mean, the music and the drama, of course, work together. But so it's really trying to get them all presenting at the same time. So in a way, they become the audience for each other. And then you have a broader audience.
We're trying to increase the awareness, because what sometimes happens in colleges and universities is a certain isolation that comes about from the intensity of the focus.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
And so what I think we've been trying to do is just to make these linkages and, as I say, increase the awareness from the students' point of view.
But also the faculty in the different departments. I think for them to realize, to see how these things can be put together, because each of the faculty, the groups in their own departments are also very intent upon what's going on in their own departments.
Why this time of year?
Because a couple of reasons. Every time of year is a busy time of year, but since it's the beginning of the semester, you're not into all the assignments that are due. If you did at the beginning of first semester, you don't have the time to prepare. So we have it now so that a lot of the work has been done, so it's ready to go.
Student ensembles, that sort of thing, the orchestra and all of that, they've worked up some of the material in the first semester.
Yeah, and I try to put it together in such a way that the very first activities are not as much student involvement, and then as the week goes along and the next week, it's more and more students, so they can tidy up and pull their last bits together. But it's a time of year when there's not a whole lot going on, partly because the weather's chancy, we just keep our fingers crossed about it. A lot of the activities, the people are already there, but it's a little tricky this time of year.
And Vassar is, of course, in the city of Poughkeepsie. Does the city at large participate?
We have very large audiences from the community there. And one of the first events features the children from the community. There's long been an art show at that point from the Mill Street Loft, which is an art school for the kids sort of age 11 up through high school. Mm-hmm. And they have an art exhibit. They also run a wonderful poetry and spoken word program for kids in Poughkeepsie and Beacon. And those kids will present, and the Stringendo Orchestral School string group, they will play, and one of the ballet troops, the main ballet troupe, will also dance. These are all kids from the area.
Is it hard to keep track of everything?
Yes. My mind just keeps going over and over and over. there are a lot of components, and I'm getting older, so it's...
I want to talk about some of the specific presentations, apart from what we've already mentioned. Richard, would you tell us about Poetic Realizations?
Well, there are going to be two pieces on the program. The first is by my colleague Susan Botti, and it's an interesting concept. It's two movements. The first one is just for a piano trio, that's violin, cello, and piano. But to the second movement, she adds a soprano, and she herself is the singer. And the piece is inspired by the Aeneid, and it has to do with Dido. And that second movement is called Dido Refuses to Speak. Now, that's the first piece on the program. And the second piece on the program is, I hesitate to say, my own music.
Of course, that's why I asked you about it.
Yes. And it's a piece that originally I conceived about 5 years ago. And it's a cello concerto with the odd twist that there's a mezzo-soprano involved. So it's really two soloists. And the mezzo-soprano sings poetry by Adam Zagajewski. Now, I should have said that Susan Botti's piece is poetry by Linda Gregerson. In my case, Adam Zagajewski came to Vassar some years ago. I heard him speak of wonderful poetry, I thought. And one of the poems is called Cello. Can I read it? It's very short.
That would be great. Right?
Okay.
Yeah,
this is Adam Zagajewski's poem, Cello. Those who don't like it say it's just a mutant violin that's been kicked out of the chorus. Not so. The cello has many secrets, but it never sobs, just sings in its low voice. Not everything turns into song, though. Sometimes you catch a murmur or a whisper. I'm lonely. I can't sleep. Well, that phrase, the cello has many secrets, popped out to me, and I used that as the title for the piece. And what's different about this performance is that I've rescored it from full orchestra down to 10 instruments.
And how do you know as a composer that you want the piece in ModFest? How do you know? How does it become part of this program?
Well, we had this theme for that program of poetic realization. So in both cases, they're inspired by poetry. So that seemed to be a nice fit. And then, of course, I admit I had the interest in trying to change the color of the piece and to make this smaller ensemble version. So it seemed an ideal time to try that out. Plus, I had at hand these two wonderful soloists, Sophie Schau, cello, and Mary Nessinger, mezzo-soprano.
We're both members of the faculty. And I want to say, when you asked about, when he mentioned about the poetic realizations as a theme, mm-hmm. the overall theme for ModFest is the arts of the 20th and 21st century. So that, of course, is a very broad theme. And it enables me to put a lot of different types of events together. But whenever possible, I try to see many themes that have several programs that are thematically connected. Last year, we did a number of them having to do with the House on Un-American Activities Committee and McCarthyism. And this year, they have the exhibit in the art gallery. The art gallery is photographs by Sidi Bey, a famous West African photographer from Mali. And they're photographs, I think, of young people pretty much from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And there's a real exuberance to life then and music and the culture that is so completely different from now because it has become a very conservative state area. And we have that exhibit that's opening. We're going to have a movie that's a documentary about Sidi Bey and a member of the faculty. It was to be Ishmael Rashid from the history department, but he has had to go to something really important for the family for him. And
okay.
So Sam Opando is going to do it. He's from political science. He will give an introduction. We'll have the documentary. And then we will have also an evening called the Mali Disco Night in the gallery, where we will have music going. And I'm hoping the students will come dressed disco. there'll be music that, that the young people would have been listening to there in Bamako. And then the man putting the list together in, from the music department, Justin Patch, will talk a little about the music. I've heard they even had a kind of Woodstock. They were very into. It's the Beatles, and it's a lot of Western music, but fused together with what their own country's music was is. And then the students from the French and Francophone Studies Department, some of them will read some passages in French, then with translations, that give a sense of what life was like then.
For the order of this happening, was that exhibition scheduled first and you created the programming around it?
Yes.
Okay.
But they, I don't know, I hope it's intentional, but they generally have been having an exhibit at this time of year, at the beginning of the semester, that fits well and that I can do things, find good activities with. And then we also have, in the, there's an event in the gallery of students playing chamber music and students from the writing seminar, senior writing seminar, will be reading original stories.
I love that gallery. Such a great space.
Yes.
What are some of the other events?
Well, one thing that's exciting to us is the presentation of two pieces by alumni of our department. And Diana Hill has written a choral piece, and then Jamie Christofferson has written an instrumental piece. And they're both students that we, they were students and now are have gone on and doing well in the profession. So we're very happy to be presenting. In the, in Jamie's case, it's a world premiere. Diana Hill's piece was done in the fall and will be a repeat performance. But
and their student groups, the student contemporary groups are performing, have asked to have these written for them. And Jamie's a very successful writer for of music for some films and a lot of video games, and the website is quite interesting see what he's done. They're very excited to be, and it's very exciting for us to have them come back.
I imagine it would be, because they can speak to the current students about what their education you know, has done.
And Diana's a graduate student. She's gone back to graduate school at Brooklyn College, and she's younger, and Jamie is in his sort of mid to late 30s, I believe, and he's very active out in L.A., and it's going to be fun. He's going to talk about his career, and I think and a lot of students are interested
in
waiting for to have anything having to do with video games.
I
think.
At the time I taught him, I probably had no idea somebody could make a career writing music for video games, and he's done it.
Oh, another interesting thing. One of the, at Vassar, a new program this year, nothing to do with ModFest, a new program is the, there are, I believe, 11 vets from the Iraqi War, American vets from the Iraqi War, who are now begun, they've begun their freshman year at Vassar, sponsored by the Posse program. And one of them is a playwright. And he is, there will be a reading of a work that he's been working on for some time, I believe, in conjunction with two other women. I don't know that much about it, but I know about a little bit about him, and it will be directed by, the readings will be directed by a woman who is a senior at Vassar this year, who does a lot of music too.
His name is Jack Eubanks. And his co-writers are Alexandra Buffington and Olivia Taliaferri.
Aideen and Richard, thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you for having us.
Vassar College's ModFest runs through February 7th. More information is available on our website, wamc.org/roundtable. I'm Sarah LeDuc, and you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.